Hey, everybody. Here we are again on Wednesday. It's November 15th, 2023, and it is Angel Answers. And my name is Jan Drake Bakke. I'll be your co-host tonight. And we have the whole group of us of angels here, Mary Hernandez, Liz Pfister, Peg Jones, DC Love. But Catherine Peoples is not here with us, but she's here with us in spirit. And we're all together. And I just want to say hello, angels. How are you?
Hello.
So glad you're all here.
Happy to see you.
Yes.
Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, it's been a good day in general. Yeah. So I'm just going to go ahead and go around and talk about the other shows. On Sunday, we have Enter the Light, and that's headed by Lynn Bleasdale, Tony Jorgensen, Jessica Marie Tatro, Elizabeth Dion Frio, Hawk Dion Frio, Linda Irwin, and Marianne Adams. They're on at 12 noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern. It's a beautiful show. They're on every week, and it's just really incredible to listen to all of them. They're all wonderful. Then Monday is Catherine Peoples and DC Love. That's called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. They're on at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern. That's another amazing show. I listened to it twice this week because I just had to, because it was so interesting, and they talk about healing and all kinds of interesting subjects. It's really good, and I could listen to it again. I probably will. So then there's The Lighthouse, and that's on varying times. They come on every few months. That's headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. Another beautiful show. So Shannon was on a summit yesterday, and several of us listened to her. She was very, very interesting and very beautiful. So you don't want to miss that show, The Lighthouse. And I forgot Tuesday. Oh, my God, Tuesday. That is Mary Hernandez's new show, We Are One. And she had it on last week, and it was beyond phenomenal. It was so beautiful. I believe that's 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. Is that correct, Mary, or maybe I'm wrong? Anyway, she'll probably
talk
about it.
I'm sorry. And next week it's going to be at 11:30 a.m., actually, and I have a special guest.
Oh.
So I'm going to run it like every other week now.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. That sounds really good. I like that timing, too. That's nice.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I'll look forward to that. And her show was just magnificent. Her opening show really was. And so you just can't miss it. You have to watch it. Anyway, so here we are, Wednesday night, Wild Wednesday, we can call it too, and it's Angel Answers. And so anyway, I will go ahead and let you know a little bit about myself, Jan Drake Bakke. I'm a psychic medium. I do animal totems readings, and the animals come in right away when I do a reading. They just show up when the person's energy comes in, and sometimes I see them before I see the person, because that's how strong the animals really are, and they are. They really are around us. They give us messages, and they're divine beings. I do predictions, and that's on my website, www.wefindourway.com. You're welcome to look at them. I work on these. It's like a special project I do every year. I did add a few more recently. I'm going to keep adding them slowly and then go into the new year. I do it very slow. I'm not like a lot of the other people who are really prolific at it, where they do them every week. And I listen to these people every week too, because I just love to hear what they have to say. But anyway, so that's what I do with the predictions. And then I work on poetry all the time, and I have that on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and on our show. And I'm trying to collaborate with singers or do any other types of venues with the poetry. I just love writing poems. It's just been a really wonderful healing modality for me, and I think for others too. It seems to help people in some ways, and they let me know about it. So I'm going to keep doing it because it seems to help people. So that's another thing I love to do. And so there's other stuff that I do, but I won't go on about it because you need to hear what the other ladies do. They are phenomenal. So I'm just going to pass it right over to the beautiful and lovely Mary Hernandez. Hey, Mary.
Hi. Beautiful introduction.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jan. So
You're
I'm
welcome.
Mary Hernandez, and just like Jan said, I mean, her poems, she raves about us, but her poems are so healing to the soul, to the body, to the
Thank
mind,
you.
To everything. So just, you know, if you guys don't follow her, just check out her Facebook. She's on Facebook under Jan Drake Bakke, as she mentioned, and it's just so beautiful. And she shares poems every day with beautiful pictures. And the ladies here do their things too, like DC Love. She does channeled messages from Mother Mary, Jesus, the angels, archangels. You know, we're just all so amazing. So I'm Mary, and I'm an angel intuitive. I'm a channeler. I also do Reiki and also a trance healer, a Reiki master, an ordained minister, a numerologist and tarot, an oracle card reader. I also do candles, and I use nothing but soy. And one of the candles that I create of the healing, two of the healing candles I create, one of them is Mother Mary, and it's infused with love, light, and healing. I also have a Reiki infused healing candle for each of the chakras as well, and it's also scented. That one is scented in lavender. I also have crystal necklaces, crystal keychains, origami pyramids, and I do, what else? Yeah. And to book a reading with me, you can visit my website at www.theangelwithin.com or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And my business name is theangelwithin.com. I just want to reiterate that so that, because sometimes there's the angel within. And what else about my podcast? So I decided to do that podcast. I was going to go on Block Talk Radio and do it, but I'm being asked to go more by my guide, to go more and show my face, show who I am to people as I teach others or help others to expand consciousness. And I'm going to be bringing in some amazing people, you know, that I know that are good friends. And so next week's podcast or live on Instagram is about astrology. So I have been so into like wanting to learn astrology, and I'm bringing in George Lewis on Tuesday, but it's an early morning show. It's 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that was a sneak peek for the people that are here. They'll know who's coming on next week for my podcast or my Instagram Live, I should call it. But that's the name. I mean, it's We Are One, because, you know, our goal is to become one with ourselves and connect to oneness, because we all are one, and we need to tap into our hearts, that beautiful heart of ours. And as I mentioned in an Instagram Live today, as I was doing a singing bowl for people on, you know, that tuned in and I recorded it, it was just tuning into that rose of your heart and try to meditate. When you meditate, look into your heart. Instead of going into the void, try going into your heart portal, because that's another portal that we have for connection to oneness. And that's what we're tapping into right now, into our hearts for love, for joy, for happiness, for the forms, all forms of love and abundance, you know. And that was my message for today, really. I'm going to keep it short and sweet because, I mean, it's a lot of us and we have a long list of callers. So I'll switch it over to who's next. Who wants to go next? Peg?
Okay. I'll go next.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. I'm Peg, and I'm an angelic life coach and an author, living in the heart place with your angels, daily angelical whispers throughout the year. It's a book of daily angel messages, and I'll be reading one of them tonight. I also offer light language, and I'm an energy healer, and certified sound practitioner. And right now I'm in the process of setting, well, deciding if I'm going to do a whole new website or just add to what I have for the sound healing. But I also offer angel card readings and channeling of the angels too and ascended masters. That's basically it. And I, Mary, you talked about your message today. I just received that message about an hour ago. So it was very similar.
Wow.
But I also get that a lot. So I guess
mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to listen. So I thought I would share the message for today. It's about Archangel Shmuel. And when I was doing the book, I really didn't write about a lot of the angels because point when I first began, I really wasn't focusing on specific angels. But as the years went on, I did, and I taught many classes about the angels too, using working with different archangels each week. And this is something that I would like to offer probably in January for people. You can go to my website at Peg Jones 3, PegsAngelicalWhispers.com. And you can see my offerings. So I thought I would share today's message, November 15th. Dear Archangel Shmuel, how can you help us in our everyday life? I am the angel, dear child, I am the angel who can help you find peace in the different relationships you have in your life. You can speak with me or ask for guidance when there is an issue with a relationship. If the relationship is romantic, you might want guidance as to whether the relationship is positive for you. You might want guidance on how to solve a disagreement with someone. Please feel free to ask me, Archangel Shmuel, for guidance and assistance. I will help you by my presence and helping you to see the truth in all situations. I can also be there for you as you go through your day with the people who are in your life. Please remember that my main goal in helping you is to gently guide you with each issue you have encountered. And then the journal exercises ask for guidance from Archangel Shmuel in the form of a letter to him, and then be ready to receive answers back for him in a letter just for you. Think about it and journal about it. So that is my message today, and thank you for letting me share.
How beautiful,
so,
Peg.
Yes,
thank
that's
you.
Beautiful.
That was amazing.
So,
you want me to
Liz
go next?
Mary
Liz
next?
Can go next, or DC, whomever.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll go. I know DC usually has a message to share. Hi, everyone. I'm Liz Fister. I'm an intuitive empath. And I'm the owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. I'm a Reiki healer, a teacher of many metaphysical things, a practitioner of spiritual and metaphysical lifestyle, and I am also a certified sound healer this year. And you can find me on Facebook, River Maven 77. And also our website, which is in the Sacred Embers group. And every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock on our Facebook page, I live stream a crystal singing bowl meditation for an hour that I've been doing since March of 2020. So I brought with me this evening my crystal pyramid to kind of get us together here and get us connected for the show. So if everybody wants to, you're welcome. If everyone wants to take a couple deep breaths with me and get ready to relax and center ourselves, take a big deep breath in through your nose, filling all the way up your chest and your belly full of air, and then sigh it out nice and loud. Just let it all go, all the tension and stress of the day. And then take another deep breath in through your nose, filling all the way up again. And then let it out nice and slow, like you're breathing through a straw on your way out, till you're completely deflated and you have nothing left in you. And then take one more deep breath in through your nose, filling all the way up. And just let it out and focus on the sound.
Wow, Liz, that was absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Very
beautiful.
Nice. Thank you. Thank Very
you,
relaxing.
Yes.
Yeah. So there you have it. So pass it on over to DC.
Thank you.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Liz.
One, this is DC. My work background began in law enforcement. But I always felt like something was missing. I put an intention out to the universe, and Spirit guided me to where I am today. After, of course, a little bit, or maybe a lot of encouragement, I had cookies flying off of countertops, my cell phone texting me, and Spirit sitting on me to get my attention. So, of course, I had no other option but to listen, and all of this brought me to where I am today. So I am so blessed. I do have a message from Joan Rivers. She's been patient. Hi, everyone. This is Joan. Joan Rivers, of course. I'm fabulous as always. DC refers to me as one of her not-so-divine angels. What a sense of humor. That sounds like something I would say. I am so excited to come in during this beautiful angel show. I have to say, I've been with DC for a while now, and it took a little convincing, or maybe threatening, I guess, on my part, but she now recognizes me as one of her divine team members. And I've got to tell you, while I was on Earth, I really wasn't sure if there were angels, but now I certainly have a new perspective. And since this is a beautiful angel show, I'd like to say angels are real, and God put them on Earth for each of you. In fact, there are different kinds of angels. There are guardian angels. Everybody has them. And they've been with you since the time you were born, and they remain with you as you transition the earthly realm and return to heaven. And they always guide you. There are also other angels who assist you when you call upon them, and they bring comfort and protection, and they too will guide and assist you. And then there's archangels. They're more powerful than the other angels. I guess you could say they sort of manage the other angels. Call upon them when you are in need of immediate help, please. If you need help, ask for it. You've got free will, so the angels are very patient as they watch you struggle. And, you know, you don't have to struggle. You can get guidance with any problem that you're having. So please ask for whatever you're needing. And no problem is too small or even too big. Angels are available 24/7, even on holidays. And as far as time goes, you know, time is only relevant on Earth. There are no clocks here. So angels can help people, you know, anytime, anywhere. And they can help many people at once, so you're never taking them away from someone else who is also in need of help. And remember, you are just as deserving of help as anyone else. There's nothing to fear when you call upon the angels. You're going to receive the guidance you're needing every step of the way. Have you seen maybe feathers or coins, or maybe you've seen a beautiful rainbow, or even felt a gentle touch upon your cheek or your arm? These are some of the signs that your angels are giving you that they are near, and this is, you know, a form of communication. All they ask is that you say a simple thank you. Okay, DC, you pick up the ball from here. Run with it. Thank you, Joan. So communicating with the angels as well as the ascended masters and guides is a really great way to get the guidance that we need. For some reason that I still haven't figured out, part of my purpose is to bring messages from celebrities on the other side. And, of course, it all started with the one and only Joan Rivers. I'm like the telephone to spirit, and thank goodness I haven't gotten any collect calls. Angels and Joan Rivers finally make sense. She truly has been one of my angels, of course, but as we know, she's in the category of her own all by herself. And I really do love our connection. She's convinced me to update, you know, my bio state that I hear from angels, ascended masters, excuse me, and even Joan Rivers, and of course my fur baby Ginger. I refer to her as one of my not-so-divine guides. She's been such a blessing, though, in my life, and she has guided me while helping others. She truly has earned her wings. And I have to turn it over really fast, ladies. Ginger wants to say something as well. Hi, everyone. This is Ginger. I'm another angel, but I'm a four-legged furry one who has happened to live my life as a dog. I just wanted to pop in and say hello from the other side. I'm so excited that my mom is here with you ladies. And I'd like to say only love is real. Everything in the physical life is only temporary. So please don't waste one moment. Each of you are so precious. What is your heart telling you? Have the courage to follow your dreams and allow your joy to fill every area of your life. Please stay positive and envision your future. Now I have another surprise. We have Archangel Michael that wants to pop in really fast. I love you, Mom. Blessings, beloved ones. I greet you with love, and I bring a message of hope to help you have the courage to live your dreams. Focus on what brings you joy and what makes your heart sing. The more that you connect with your joy, the more you open up and allow the essence of who you truly are to come in and shine. Do not be afraid to be your authentic self. You are powerful creators. Call upon myself and the other angels, and we will come in to help you take steps in the direction of your dreams. Everything will change in miraculous ways. Trust in your divine wisdom and, as well, infinite love. You are always protected as you shine your light upon the world. Stay centered on your desires and welcome new opportunities, knowing that you are fully supported, and we will help you to follow your heart and your dreams. I am Archangel Michael. You are loved, you are blessed, and so it is. And that was my message, ladies.
That was so wonderful, DC. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jan.
It's just beautiful. And I did
I actually had to call in because I got disconnected again.
Oh, wow.
So I missed DC's whole message, but I'm back on. I'm trying to do direct connect again. I guess Block Talk is having issues. This is another reason why I'm doing Instagram Live next Tuesday, because I don't need to be disconnected. So who's next? Oh, Jan, it's your beautiful poem now.
All right. Thank you. And Liz, I listened to your show last night, and it was really wonderful, as it always is, your bowls. And I'm so glad because I missed it the week before, but when I heard the Crystal Pyramid today, it went right into my forehead, just woo, right in there, into that area of the third eye and all that. And then I saw a unicorn in the snow. That's what I saw. So that was kind of neat.
I hope that doesn't mean snow for us here in the Northeast.
Well, it could be. Because it was really a lot of snow. And so, but it didn't set, you know, I didn't get a feeling of, oh, it's going to snow. But I just, that's what I saw, you know. So now I'm going to pull one of your cards, Liz, out of your deck because I just love to do that. And here it is, and it says, always say thank you. Oh, my gosh. Isn't that what Mary was just saying?
Yeah.
Or DC? Yeah.
And we are in the month of gratitude.
Neat.
How perfect.
All right. And I'm going to pull a card from my sister-in-law's deck, and this one says, hold on, let's see. These cards stick together. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. And that's a biblical card from Isaiah 43:1. So that's really neat, too. And now I'll just go ahead and read my poems. And here we go. And some of these are from last week. This one's called I Met a Meadow. I Met a Meadow that I loved. It had a familiarity there that I had seen before. I wanted to feel that once more. There were grasses there that were green, gold, and blue that sang a song to my heart. It was a song of a life to come that would be something wonderful, a new freedom, a new start. And this says, just breathe. Some days breathing is all we need to do for a day. The breath of life, a precious gift, to just breathe for more peace and less strife. And this one says, wise as eagles, soar. Our vision multiplies when we look to the light. We will soar to higher places and witness miracles in our sight. Wise as eagles, gentle as doves, keep calm and carry on and allow the magic from above. And this says, choose the blessing, not the curse. There is always frustration. It could be worse. And this says, the light bringers, the healers, the way showers, focus on the light, not the hurt. And this says, heaven begins, a place where peace and love reign on the land. No fighting, no vindictiveness, only joy where people and animals stand hand in hand, promised to us for eternity. Starting now, heaven begins inside our hearts and will meet us later. That is its vow. And this says, love wins, heaven on earth, a place where no worries deplete us, a place where energy is in surplus, where time stops, flow begins, synchronicity abounds, and love wins. And this says, only surrender. In moments of despair, all that matters is the present, being grateful in the seconds of uncertainty and pain. There is only surrender. And this is called soul ties. When it comes to love or friendship, it is a mutual feeling. True connections don't have to compete. They flow. Some have chemistry. Some have passion. Some are supportive. Some just know. Some are from past connections that are undeniable. Some are destiny. Some are short-term. Some are longer. Some are so reliable they usually can make us stronger. Our soul ties, it's just part of us. They come and go, but they are part of us on our soul's journey forever. This I know. And this one says, galactic gurus, two light beams cross each other's path. They make beautiful rainbows forming a cosmic bath. They shine their brilliant rays dancing together through the spheres. They shower the space with hundreds of sparkling stars for an eternity of many, many years. Those beams illuminate the most fantastic light design throughout the universe. The skies and planets shine. They are a gift from the heavens, so here to remind us of the news that God is watching over us with his galactic gurus. And this one says, may you reach. May the light permeate your vision. May love be your next decision. May worry and negative feeling and anger be less. May joy and wonder override any sadness. May you reach farther and through. May the good luck come back to you in all you do. And this is called Cosmic Rhyme. And it says, don't let planet depression take away your expression. Go to planet escape. Oops, not there. There was a sour grape. How about planet happy? No, you still feel crappy. Then go to planet poem. Now there you can roam. What about planet food? That will get you in the mood. But the best is planet dance. that is where you can always have a chance. Okay, and then let's see, the last two. This is called Don't Let My Heart Harden. So it goes, don't let my heart harden. Don't let my joy be taken. Let me live without a bargain. Let me see your love and awaken. I pray with contemplation. Your words give me upheaval. Lead me not into temptation and deliver me from evil. And this says, always his. You might be a mess, but you're still a miracle. You might be a wallflower, disconnected, lost, but you are still worthy, wondrous. You might be confused and challenged, but you are still called. You might be afraid, but you are still always his. And that's it. There it is.
Beautiful, Jan. Absolutely amazing, as always.
Thank you.
Yes, as always. Beautiful.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. I told
you
guys,
I'm glad.
Listening, how amazing she is.
Oh, thank you, Mary. I appreciate it so much.
Well, I wanted to say for my local listeners that this weekend I'm actually going to be teaching a class on angels and guides in the Cincinnati Expo. And I'll be at the expo all weekend long, starting Saturday and Sunday, but my class is going to be on Sunday at 11 a.m. So if anyone local, I see there's a local phone number here listening, or anyone that wants to travel to Cincinnati can check me out at 11 a.m. I'll be there, and then I'll be there Saturday and Sunday doing readings all day. So anyway,
wow.
Yeah, it's so exciting. So, you know, this is the first time besides the radio that I'm going, you know, to teach others, teach, you know, in a like classroom setting. So it's just so amazing. And I'm super psyched and I'm super ready. Because this is all I've ever wanted to do is like share my knowledge. Again, the We Are One is about sharing. Because, you know, the more we share, the more expanded people become and the more enlightened people become. And then there's more love in the world. It's not all about, you know, monetary. The monetary will be taken care of once, you know, you serve your life purpose or you're serving. You know, everything comes in divine order and divine timing, you know, and we have to trust. Another message was about trusting, you know, that all is going to be well as well. So it's about trusting, and like DC always says, let go and let God. So I let go and let God, and beautiful things are happening. I mean, it's just so, I'm feeling so blessed and so grateful for everything, you know, and being here with you ladies is just so beautiful to have this beautiful Sacred Embers family, you know, and Angel Answers family as well. So I'm very humbled and grateful. So I love you.
And Mary,
I love you all.
Ginger, we love you too. Ginger's saying you're fabulous.
Aw, she is too. I love her.
Mary, what was the class again, and where was it?
Angels
class
and
was...
Guides. And it's going to be in Cincinnati Expo. I'll be posting it tomorrow, just so, you know, it's fresh on people's minds. You know, just in case they wanted to fly in or drive to Cincinnati from here, locally from here, it's 2 hours from me, Cincinnati, but I'm going to stay over, you know, spend the weekend over there in Cincinnati. So it's so amazing. I just can't wait. It's going to be so beautiful. And I'm going to be with, two of my friends, you know, that are amazing people.
Gosh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you ladies ready to take on our first caller since they've been so patient with us?
Yeah,
definitely.
Sure.
Okay,
definitely.
Awesome. Area code 518, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi. Yes, my name is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. Do you have a question for us?
I do, and how are you, all you ladies? I really enjoyed listening to everything you all had to say. The poems were great, the spiritual, for me, everything was just great.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. I am calling, I don't know if you need a name or not, but there's someone I'd like to know about and kind of just what's going on with them.
Okay.
Okay. Valerie, this is Jan.
Hi,
and,
Jan.
I'm getting right away, I'm getting Tinkerbell with blonde hair. I don't know why she's showing up.
Oh, okay.
But I love her, and so, you know, she's just someone that I really like. She just has a lot of high, she has really high energy and always, you know, she sparkles, you know, and gives out good energy, although she gets frustrated sometimes. But so I'm wondering if that's why she's showing up, is because there is sometimes frustration here, along with sparkles. But I'm seeing a wolf, so I'm just going to go with that because that's the first animal that I'm seeing. So let's
a wolf?
See what we – a wolf, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if I heard you right. Okay.
Uh-huh. Have you had any anything with wolves or anything?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what I would do if
that's
I saw a wild one, but
yeah. Well, I'm just seeing one in spirit mostly, and that's just the first.
Oh, in spirit, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say I did have a dog that was a wolf growing up.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yep, he was mostly wolf. Yep, and then he was somewhere like. My mom and her husband went away, and they were in, like, a wooded area, and he got out, and someone thought he was a wolf and shot him.
Oh, no, really?
Yes. He was beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. I'm wondering this is him. This could be him. That's probably why he's showing up. But anyway, like that, the first one was Tinkerbell, and then but anyway, let me tell you what it says about the wolf. You know, they're very special animals, powerful. Mm-hmm. They're very powerful. Characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your purpose are being culled from your consciousness. That's the first message. And then make cooperation a priority over competition. Valuable insights and ideas, new teachings are coming your way, so pay close attention. It's important to maintain your self-esteem and integrity. You're being spiritually and psychically protected at all times, and you're strong with a sense of family and community and have intuitive sense of order. You much rather avoid confrontations, and you're very expressive verbally and
non-verbally.
Oh, yes, I am. and can tell a story with great passion and sincerity. And you're also a natural-born leader and teacher, imparting knowledge for people, for education. And that makes sense because Mary also has a wolf. And but you're you're at ease with your closest friends and family. And so they do run in packs or, you know, go in packs, wolves. And they are very loyal with their friends and family. So as far as this person, I know DC Love is going to give you, and the other ladies are going to give you a lot more about that.
Okay.
The only thing that I was getting right away was there may be, I was feeling frustration a little bit, because that's what I was getting from Tinkerbell. And, but mostly I was getting a lot of fairy dust and light and sparkles and things like that. And so I felt there was a lot of that around this person and you. So I think there's a genuine feeling, connection between the two of you, but I'm getting frustration also. So it's something that you may just think about and maybe verbalize this to that person too, asking about this frustration, you know what I mean? It may be that right. you're just having frustration about this person, basically. So I think maybe that's more what I was getting. But I still saw a lot of fairy dust and light sparkles going on here. So I think there's some nice things going on here with this person. Is that true?
No. Frustration,
no, okay.
definitely.
Frustration,
but,
yeah. But no fairy dust, yeah. Well,
no.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
No. It's okay. Please don't.
Yeah.
I guess I just am curious to know if he and I will reconnect on a friendship level.
Yeah. Mostly what I'm getting is that maybe you need to just talk about it with them and communicate about it. But I did get the frustration here that it's a frustrating situation. And I think Tinkerbell's trying to send fairy dust.
Okay, send it. No.
Yeah. I think you have that around you, and you're able to share that with that person if you can. And so
I can't, though. They won't take it.
Yeah, they won't take it, right. But it's okay to send it through your heart. You know what I mean? Send
okay.
it through your heart and through the atmosphere mm-hmm. and through the prayers, and send it to that person. So
okay.
That can never go wrong. Even if you guys never talk again, even if the two of you never communicate again, that will never be a bad thing to do. It's all
right.
positive.
Sending,
you know what I mean? Yep.
I was going to say sending positive to anybody, regardless, this could be a
yeah.
family member, could be, it's always good to do.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just going to leave it there because I know that the frustration's there, but I just want to impart with you that you are still a very positive person. You can still be positive, and you're not going to be lacking. You're not in lack is what I feel. You're not going to stay in lack. You know what I mean? So
okay.
I want to send you to DC Love.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jen. That was absolutely amazing.
Uh-huh.
Valerie, this is DC.
Thank you.
Hi, I do agree with Jen. I was just trying to pick up some energy of this person, and sort of feel like they're not good in the relationship department. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And it's sort of the way they perceive life and everything, it's a hard way to live your life. They always have like a constant stress, okay?
Mm.
And I'm getting like it's rubbing off on you because you're having a lot of stress right now.
Because of them.
Yeah, that's not good for you either.
I know. I'm a tough girl, though.
Yeah. Okay, so what? The other thing that I was getting as well. Okay. The other thing that I was looking, there's some kind of block within you yourself. There's like a resistance that, like healing is what I was getting. So there's something within you that you're holding on to, Valerie. Okay. So I don't know, like, what the resistance is that you're holding on to, but there is a resistance, and the angels are coming with you, and I'm getting, you know, I see your heart healing, and you've had old emotional pains, you know, maybe from past relationships and maybe from this, but there is, you know, some old emotional pain, and it is causing a block for you, where you become resistant yourself. Okay? You sort of feel maybe like on an unconscious level, you know, that your higher self is saying, hey, Valerie, I feel like we're maybe stuck right now in an unhealthy relationship, you know? But
okay.
I believe like what Jan said, you know, like, you know, sin's love, But you too yourself need to heal, and you need love. Because when she said Tinkerbell, I was hearing anything is possible. And you're only limited by your dreams and your imagination. Okay? But, Valerie, I do feel like you have to do some healing yourself.
Okay.
So I do feel like that's one of the things I'm seeing. Okay? I just feel like there's an unhappiness in you. And I don't know if it's just with relationships or if it's, you know, on multiple levels. But there is, like, an unhappiness within as well. Okay?
Okay.
So you've got to take care of you and, you know, love yourself the way you love others. And whatever it is that you're holding on to, you have to release it so that you feel better. Okay? I mean, it's really important that you take care of you as well. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Excuse me. Yes.
You yourself are a light worker, and you have healing abilities. And
I see
you help so many others.
I try.
You do. No, you're not trying. You're doing, but you have to take care of you. So remember yourself and accept the healing that you're worthy of. Call in the angels. And, you know, they're going to come in and they're going to help you to feel better and to heal and, you know, get the healing that you two are really deserving of. So I hope you allow them to come and just help you, hon, because, you know, you've got to help yourself before you can really have, you know, a relationship with this person. You know, that can work. I'm not saying it can't work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to visualize, you know, yourself happy and healthy and, you know, allowing the angels to come in. And I feel like when you're happy, things are going to change around you.
Okay.
Because you're like a really upbeat person, you know? And I feel,
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you there?
I really do. Yeah, for the most part, though, I feel like you're a really upbeat person, you know? But you've got to take care of you so that you can help others. And I am seeing the wolf spirit with you, you know? I, too, am seeing it.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Okay?
Yeah, that's
so
really that.
You've got to open up yourself, too, is what I'm getting. You've got to open up, you know, and... You've got to keep healing and going forward. And, you know, allow this wolf to come in and to help you, because this wolf is a very powerful guide that is with you.
Okay. They won't eat my cat, though,
so,
right? I'm sorry.
It's a wolf, as Jan said, in spirit.
I'm being funny.
You're like the... The courage and, you know, the help that you're needing as well, you know. So I would, like I said, call upon your wolf spirit and then trust your intuition, because your wolf is a very powerful guide. And it's going to help you to have all the, you know, the divine help that you are needing. Okay? And you're gonna feel something within, you know, maybe in your gut, and your gut is where your intuition is, helping you to, you know, move forward and make the decisions that you're needing to make, okay?
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
I'm going to turn you over to the ladies, and just don't push yourself. You know, allow the wolf to guide you and the angels to guide you. You know, it's okay to just contemplate and relax for a while and just get your head on straight, you know? And then when you're ready, you will go forward in the right direction, Valerie. I wish you all the best, hon.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
God bless, hon. I'm going to turn you over
God
to the
bless.
Other ladies. And I'm going
okay.
to drink some more water. Because as
I know.
I'm getting like, I feel like I'm swallowing sandpaper.
Uh-huh. I don't drink enough liquid in a day at all. So, yeah, my family always yells at me, you got to drink more. I'm thinking, drink what, alcohol
I'm
or
like,
no?
Yeah.
I don't drink much. I mean, I don't drink alcohol much at all. I just don't drink anything at all, really. So, yes, I know. I've got to. And I keep thinking about that. Okay, if I have a big glass of water, if I have something with a lot of water in it.
Okay, well, that sounds like a plan. And I'm going to turn you over to the others. God bless, Valerie.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Thank you.
Hi, Valerie.
You're welcome. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. This is Peg, and I have two cards for you.
Okay.
And I think that they may speak to you. The first one is Lady Portia, and it's all about divine order. Do what you feel is right. An important lesson is unfolding. This powerful goddess is a figure of justice and peace. She brings order and opportunity to every experience. As a lord of trauma, of karma, she also regulates the law of cause and effect. She helps us recognize the impact of our judgments, choices, and actions on ourselves. She's also the twin flame of Saint Germain, so she's strongly connected to the violet flame energy. Together, these twin flames can work as overseers of legal situations, justice, and an energy that's about honoring everyone. And she helps us to do what is right spiritually and for our soul's growth. And the extended messages right now, a call for justice is being brought into your space. Even if this means you will lose out, there really is no loss in the highest state of truth. Act from the heart, see the other person's point of view, and surrender your pride that you are coming from, and that you are coming from a loving space. Then the second card is from Mother Mary, and Our Lady.
That's
it looked
okay.
like there was an extra letter in a word that I was reading, but it's not. Our Lady of New Vision, and to outgrow that to which you once held fast is a hallmark of spiritual progress. There's wisdom in honoring the need to challenge yourself and expand your horizons. The heart is ready to aspire and toil toward a new vision. There's no need to concern yourself about how it can manifest, only to dedicate yourself step by step in moving toward it. All else is held in grace. So I feel like these cards are really encouraging you to, you know, to just move ahead in many ways, to not limit yourself, especially if it's someone that isn't really responding to you. And take the time for you and to know that, you know, everything is in divine timing. And, and sometimes things that we don't want to happen may be for our best good. So, I feel like Mother Mary is asking you to maybe do some meditation with her, you know, and to just, you know, ask questions, maybe do some journaling as to what you receive. And I feel like you're going to receive a lot of good insight as you work with her. So I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
And I think Mary's next, or Liz, I'm not sure which.
Okay. Liz is next. All right.
Hello.
Hi, Valerie. This is Liz.
Hi.
Beautiful messages already that you've received. And I just want to say, Jan, funny that you said Tinkerbell, because that was my nickname in high school, was Tinkerbell.
Really?
Things all over. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Liz, I love that.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, that's so cute.
That is.
Yeah.
Wow,
my
cool.
Message, I was like, oh, this is so cute. So my message I got for you, Valerie, is I pulled two cards from the Sacred Medicine Oracle. And the first mm-hmm. one is number 36, the Wisdom Keeper and Mastery. And this is about the ancient wisdom that is within you. You have a lot of deep worldly knowledge. You have tapped into it before, but I don't know if you have been aware that you, I think you've been somewhat aware or just kind of been like confused about what just happened there.
What do you mean? I'm sorry.
I feel like you've said things that when you were done saying them, you were like, I didn't even know I knew that. That was weird, but you just kind of dismiss it.
Well, I it was like an aha moment, like, where'd that come from? I gotcha.
Yeah. So that just tells me, you know, you've been here. This is not your first time around, right? And in the earthly plane, you've done this many times. So you have some deep-seated wisdom from your lifetimes here that, you know, most of us do have. But you really have good, what do I want to say? You're like in the higher evolutions of lifetimes. So you have like this deeper, grandmotherly knowledge, right? Like we think about growing up and when we're kids, right, we think we know all these great things. And
right.
And we look at our mothers and realize they're smarter. But then we look at our grandmothers and we realize how profoundly wise they are, right?
Yes. I understand what you're saying there.
So that's where you are. You're like on the, you know, you're about done doing, coming back and doing this.
Oh, good, because I'm getting really tired. No, I'm joking.
So when you were talking about the relationship, part of that deep, you know, wisdom is that, you know, some relationships that we have are not meant to be permanent.
Right.
And sometimes that, it sucks. Sometimes it just sucks. Because I, too, have found that the ones that are not permanent are a lot of times the ones that you really, really, really have enjoyed. Right? So, and it makes it harder.
Right.
So, that's part of that deep wisdom that you know that that's part of life and what happens. But, you know, you have those beautiful memories, those beautiful experiences in that relationship that you can take with you, right? Remember the good parts and all of that. But the other thing is that this also was, you know, a somewhat of a universal sign that you're getting closer to that perfect relationship that's meant for you, because this one had, you know, all these great parts of it that you enjoyed, and you know that's out there and you know it's available, but now you're going to get the relationship that has all those good parts without the ugly parts that were in this one. So, this was like a glimpse, almost like a teaser, right? And we have to, we have to have a little of that, right? We have to have a little heartbreak and a little,
with
opening
love comes,
up. And,
I was going to say, with good comes bad, with love comes maybe hate or dislike, with something comes yin-yang, yin-yang,
yeah.
That yin-yang, you have to have the balance.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's part of it, is it's absolutely balanced. So that's the thing, is that When you can't organically just find it, it's usually an indicator that it's, you know, and not that people can't change or grow, but it's usually an indicator that right now it's probably not going to be the best, right? So there's a chance that maybe this does come back around later and does work out, too, I guess is what I should say. But right now just might not be the perfect time. And that's, you know, that's kind of part of life, too, right? Like sometimes things don't always line up. And it's for a reason, right? And it's not bad, but and so let me just read my notes here because I wrote a lot of things while other people were talking. So, you know, that beautiful relationship is coming and it is out there, and now you know it because you've seen a glimpse of it. You know it's there, and it's going to come back without all the ugly stuff as part of that. But this ancient wisdom that you have within you, when you're in your authenticity, you are tuned into it. So you've been trying to be all these things that, you know, society or, you know, life kind of says this is what we have to be. You know, like
me?
You know,
oh,
I said earlier,
I march to the beat of my own drum.
But, you know, that those tough and those strong facades that we a lot of times put out there, it's really not about being tough or strong, right? It's about being disconnected from our emotions is what we do. And that's not who you are at your core. You are an emotional person. You do feel the deep feelings, right?
Oh, yeah.
When you hear about someone else's pain, you know, you feel the emotions in you, and like many of us do, I'm, you know, here on the show too. I know I'm one of those people, like I feel whatever someone is putting on paper or, you know, sharing with me.
Right.
And it's a wear your heart on your sleeve kind of person because, you know, you're vulnerable when you're emotional like that, right? Or you feel vulnerable. And the thing is that that's part of the healing that Mary talked about, the healing of the collective is, you know, being okay in those emotions, being, you know, bearing them and bringing them out. So you are, you know, like DC said, you're part of this big collective healing. You are a healer. You have that ability in you. That's why you feel the way you do and you have these big emotions. Let's see what else. And the answer is always love. And you said, you know, I'm going to send love to this person. I'm going to send good thoughts, even if they don't want to accept it from me. I'm still going to do it. It's not wrong. You're absolutely right. I'm sure other people in your life have said, oh, don't waste your time, right? Why do you bother? No, the answer is always love. No matter what, you know, everyone is their own person, and sometimes things just don't jive at the time that they happen, so you know, we move on, and it's okay. We don't have to hate them. We don't have to despise them. We can love them just from afar. So you're 100% right when you're sending love. It can't go to waste.
That's very true. That's very, very true.
And the second card I got for you is number 35, the seed planter and intention. So when you focus in on you and your intuition, you create miracles. And you are powerful enough to create your desires, and you've done this before. So you have, you know, sat down and said, you know, this is what I really would like. You know, this is what I want. And then all of a sudden it happened. You've done it before, and you, when you focus and set that intention for yourself, you are powerful enough to do that again and again and again. So,
you
know, when the lady said, take care of you, make sure, you know, taking care of you is spending time with you and listening to you and what do you want? What is, you know, what is it that Valerie really, really wants right now? Not what other people need Valerie to do, you know, to make them, but what does Valerie want? What does Valerie need? Tap into that and then say, okay, this is what I've got to do. This is what I want. And it'll be there. Bang.
Okay.
So I'm going to leave you with that. Okay. We'll leave you with that because I'm sure Mary has much more for you, and
okay.
I'll send you to her.
Thank you so much. God bless.
You're welcome.
Hi, Valerie. It's Mary.
Hi. Hi, Mary.
I'm just laughing because I love all the readings, but you, I feel like you're like, wow, this is the longest reading I've ever had.
No, I enjoy it, though. I'm very happy to hear what you all have to say, and I'm taking, you know, pieces from everybody, and I mean,
yeah.
I'm listening to everybody, but it's very interesting how it all
that
ties in.
That is awesome. Yeah. No, it's nice. I mean, because, you know, it's not often that, you know, a lot of people get long readings, so it's beautiful. Okay. So the first thing I was getting is, and I love all the messages all the ladies gave you, was like just forgiveness. There's something there. Like the first thing I heard was forgiveness, and there's something, and I think DC may have touched on that. There's something that you need to forgive, or someone you need to forgive so that you can move on. Because, I mean, all the cards that I got for you are so amazing. Like your ancestors want to work with you. And just like DC and all the ladies said, you're mm-hmm. gifted. And this is why the people... So we need to understand, right, being from the past that we've all been through this, where people that are not in alignment for our highest good and our life purpose are being removed so that we're not, our attention doesn't go elsewhere when we're supposed to be focused on our soul purpose, our life of service. So mm-hmm. I feel that, you know, that's why a lot of people are like, are dropping off our lives, but it's because they're not in alignment to where we're going, you know, or supporting in that aspect. So just trust that everything that's happening is for a reason, you know, and that mm-hmm. when one door closes fully, because we need to fully close that door, then another
right.
one beautiful opens. And just like I said, you know, it's just like then you get all these synchronicities, all these beautiful occurrences that, you know, like everyone wants to help you, and it's just like, you know, like I always say, it's like when the student is ready, the teacher appears, right, out of nowhere. Like the teacher
mm-hmm.
appears for you, and you know there's going to be a teacher for you that's going to teach you all these things that the answers is the ancestors and the angels are trying to communicate with you because you are gifted. And then I said, and I know you did get Saint Germain, I think, right? That's transmuting mm-hmm. as well, you know, transmuting everything into a love and light. I work with Saint Germain as well, and it's the violet
mm-hmm.
flame, and just, you know, transmuting everything that's not love into love. You know, he's very powerful. He's an amazing ascended master, and I can't say enough. I mean, I wear his heart that I was given, you know, dedicated to me. So it's so special. So let's see. Yeah, that was it. And then the cards that I got for you was Serenity.
Mm-hmm.
There was five cards that fell out for you, but I'm just going to do like the top side of the cards because it's so synchronistic how you're getting them. Serenity, the way
okay.
they felt. The most important relationship you can have is with yourself. We always forget that. This is the time to honor, nurture, and love yourself more by seeking out and removing any negative feelings and emotions that are left over from yesterday. Don't let past issues and resentments interfere with your serenity today and always. Okay? And then the next one is trust. Trust in your heart. Like I said, in the beginning of the show, it's just so beautiful to like, tune into our heart and just trust what you're getting, right? I know there's certain times that I'm around, you know, I'm not saying I'm around people, but, you know, just trust what we get when we're around certain people. If our
mm-hmm.
stomach hurts or anything happens, you know, it's like your body telling you this is not right for you. You know, I know we've all gone through this as empaths, you know,
mm-hmm.
Highly sensitive empaths do get that, and most of them are. And then it says, know, your logical mind is dictating a supposed clear direction. Your soul's inner guidance is urging you to follow an alternate path. Wow. The logical path may be one that you consider safe and more familiar, but you could be missing out on boundless opportunities and so much more. Wow. So like I said, again, mm-hmm. I know, you know, all the ladies mentioned about the spiritual path, and then here goes the answer. Wisdom, we are your ancestors. We love you. We walked the earth many years before you. We ask you at this point in time to learn and grow from our past experiences. You are our legacy, and we will keep on helping you as we continue to evolve here in the spirit world. Wow. That is so beautiful.
It is.
And then the next one is, and I think DC touched on this too, synchronicity. Or one of the ladies did. Are you noticing the signs of synchronicity that the spirit world has been sending to you at this time? People and situations in your life are not just appearing by coincidence. In reality, they're being guided to you from the spirit world to help you for a specific reason. Like I said, when you're ready, teachers mm-hmm. and everyone will appear to help assist you. You know, so it's just so beautiful. And then the other one is vulnerability. This is a confirmation that you're seeking to tread into the unknown, unfamiliar territory where decisions are based more on your intuition than rationale. Don't let fear hold you back or allow a misguided sense that feeling vulnerable is somehow a negative condition. So, I mean, that's another beautiful card because I feel – you know, I know working in corporate America my whole life and now just mm-hmm. having my own business and just helping serve people and, you know, living out my life purpose is the best decision I ever have made to leave corporate America and do this because this is my calling. This is my life purpose. And once you align with your life purpose, everything works out. I mean, in miraculous ways. Sometimes it takes longer than what you wanted. But remember, spirit has different timing than us. VC and I were talking about this today. Like, spirit's time is not our time. You know, it's like, because I've lost track of time. Like, I thought today was Thursday. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I have this event in Cincinnati. I'm leaving, you know, and I have an event on Friday. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's one more day. You know, so I just wanted to, you know, just, you know, understand that, you know, they're guiding you and they're there for you. And, you know, you could reach out to us, any of us, you know, we're happy to help. And, you know, my Tuesday. And then I know that Shannon is having also a channeling course as well, you know. So, I mean, we're all gifted in Sacred Embers. You could look up on our website and see who you feel called to, you know, if you want to go that way, or there's many other teachers out there, you know, that are wonderful. So, but yeah, your calling is definitely in healing and anything metaphysical, Valerie. So, you know, don't be afraid. Okay. I know it's a
leap of
faith.
Well, I used to read for people.
I'm hearing a leap of faith.
I thought about going back to read for people. I am clairvoyant. And
there you go. There you go. Do it.
I did it for years.
There you go. Go back.
I may. I struggle. Okay, I have a lot of faith in God, and I struggle because I think, is it right? Is it of God? Is it not of God? And, you know, I've talked to different people who are in ministries and, you know, in the church and whatnot, and I struggle with it. Am I supposed to do this? Am I not? Should I? Shouldn't I? You know, so that's more of a, I guess, a faith-based thing for me. So I'm not sure personally if I'm supposed to be doing it. But
yeah,
I know I have the gift, And I believe, this is my thought, I believe not everyone, people say, oh, everyone's got it. I don't believe that. I believe just like some people are natural born athletes, but not everyone is. Being a natural born athlete is a gift from God. Some people are, you know, psychic or clairvoyant. That's a gift from God, but not everybody is. And, you know, so I believe it's a gift I was given from God, but I don't know how he wants me to use it.
Okay, so all I can ask you is, Valerie, when you're doing readings, mm-hmm. or when you did readings, how did you feel giving this reading to the other person? That's if you felt amazing mm-hmm. and heart-centered and just filled with love, because that's how we feel. I know that's how
right.
I feel when I give readings, is just heart-filled. Mm-hmm. And when I give messages from passed on loved ones on personal readings, you know, one-on-one readings, it's just so beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, and if that makes you feel like full in your heart, that's your calling. You know, it's what, like I tell people, you know, you have to, when you wake up in the morning and you do this or whatever job you have, mm-hmm. is that something you love waking up to do? For me, this is my passion. Like, I love waking up and helping others. So, you know, that's what
right.
I feel. But yeah. I mean, in the beginning, it's something that, and still people like think like what you said, like it's not, mm-hmm. it's bad, but it's not. We're only connecting with angels and our guides mm-hmm. and the masters. We don't, like I don't, and none of our ladies here on Angel mm-hmm. Answers work with anything of the dark, but of angels and the masters. You know, so, and a lot of people think, yeah, psychics are, and mediums are like from the dark and you're connecting with the dark. No, it's not. It's of light. And, you know, a lot of people have that. I've come through a couple, but that's okay. You know, not everyone's going to like what you do and support you, but you don't need that. You don't need anyone but your own support. You're believing in yourself. So I'm going to leave
true.
You with that,
no.
Valerie, because oh. you know what? I'm going to stay here forever with you.
and I could stay and talk to you ladies forever. You are all awesome.
Thank you.
You really are.
Valerie.
You're welcome.
Valerie,
yes.
This is Liz.
Who are you, Valerie?
One thing to what Mary said is, you know, for me, if you're not doing this for any type of personal gain, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. obviously there's an energy exchange, but if you're not, you know, in search of people to take advantage of them, then
right.
then you're doing this of light. You know, you're tapping into the higher source. You know, you're just being a messenger. That's all. So
that's true.
That helps
makes sense.
Me.
Yes, it does. It does. And I wouldn't deal with dark side of anything. You know, some people say,
right.
well, you could do witchcraft for this, or you could do this, or you could. I'm like, yeah, no. If it's dark and evil,
yeah.
you keep it away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not what we're here for.
No.
So.
Well, thank you, Valerie, for calling in, and I'm going
to
put you on hold, and God bless
okay.
you, and
okay.
Thank you for your support, Valerie.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you to all of you ladies. Safe travels to
thank you.
And you're welcome, and have, if you all celebrate Thanksgiving, or whoever does, have a very happy Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you all.
I'm so glad you called in. It was so nice to hear from you
and
hear all the messages. Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
I'm so glad. And I'm looking at the wolf again. I'm sorry to go on and on, but since DC felt it for you, saw it for you too, and me too, I
mm-hmm.
really feel that strong. So you might want to just look it up and read a little more on it too, to get a little more information. They're very clairvoyant. That the wolf has those traits too. The clairvoyant.
Oh.
So that was like, when you said that, I thought, oh wow, no wonder, you know, because that's the wolf has that. So
interesting.
You might want to check
okay.
it out.
I will, definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you. You're welcome. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Wow, beautiful first caller. That was so amazing. Oh, I love
that.
When you know, like you're searching what it is, or you don't even know, right? And then it just pops up in a reading that this is what you're being called to do, right? And it's just so beautiful and synchronistic that we all were so synchronistic with all the messages, you know, about you know, when one door closes, another one is going to open. And I think this is going to be the most beautiful one, the one of spirit, you know, the one of our ancestors getting, you know, talking to our ancestors and having guidance from them. It's just so beautiful.
Well, she must be a pretty strong healer that we all picked up on the very same thing. So
yeah.
She must have needed to hear it.
Yeah, for sure. So are you ladies ready for our next caller?
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Area code 614. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello.
Hello, I'm Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Do you have a question for us?
No, I just want to check in with the show and see if there's any message for me from the spirit realm.
Okay, perfect. It's nice to have you back. It's been a while.
Oh, yeah. Jessica, I was thinking about you. I've just been thinking about you so hard, so much. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from Australia.
Yes.
Well,
wonder.
Oh, my God.
You
came in. I totally was vibing on you yesterday, or the last few days, and thinking about you. I'm so glad you called in.
Oh, my God. Well, you called me in.
Totally.
So here I am.
Maybe. All right. I'm so glad. Well, I'm seeing a duck. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've given that to you before, but that's what I'm seeing very, very much vividly as the duck right now. So it says it's a time of fertility, either literally or metaphorically. It's a time to have fun and maybe get silly. The turmoil has passed, so now you can release any pent-up emotions that you've suppressed. Do whatever is necessary to find emotional comfort and have a little fun. Treat yourself. It's a new cycle, either for work or relationship. You've moved through some emotional entanglements, or you're going to be. And so now's the time to just let go and enjoy yourself. You're very generous and have a very big heart and willing to give to anyone. You enjoy company of others, and you're very amiable, accessible, and emotionally expressive, very resilient, and able to bounce back very easily. So you've got a very positive animal around you. And And I'm feeling water around you, but the duck represents water too, so that's probably why I'm feeling it a lot. It feels, and I'm seeing, but it looks like it's cloudy too, wherever you are. Is it cloudy right now?
You're describing exactly where I'm staying. I'm actually house sitting.
Oh, okay.
In this
house-sitting.
This place, called Yoki Knot, which is like this house is just right at the Esplanade, walking straight to the beach, and it's been cloudy because in Queensland, which is where I'm at, it's quite tropical and, you know, humid, and it's wet season coming. So, just right at the beach, and I just went for a sunrise swim. And funny, because yesterday my friend just sent me a picture of a swan and said, I know it's a swan, but I name it a Daffy Duck today. You said about a duck.
Oh.
Okay, something about a duck coming. funny.
Wow. Cool. Well, there you go. Well, I hope that Well, I'm sharing what I'm seeing, and but the duck is a good sign for you also. And but I love all the confirmations, and I just wish you well. And I'm just delighted that you called in, because I was feeling you so much. I'm so glad hear you.
It's so nice to hear, because I was like, I've been on the show for a while, and I need to come in and say hello to all my angels, my earth angels.
All right. I'm so glad. Thank you. And I'll send
you
over to DC Love.
Hello, Jessica.
Hi, DC. How are you?
Funny to hear your voice, and it's just wonderful that you called in. And Jan was spot on with her reading. I agree with everything she said. I just have to tell you, I feel like such strong energy with you. I feel like this is your time. But I feel like as well there's something holding you back, and I don't know what it is. You have the ability to really do anything that you want at this time. Okay, so is there something that you're not sure about, like in regard to moving forward? Because Ginger Sam, please don't doubt yourself. You're amazing.
Yeah, well, I am going to Daintree Rainforest, if you guys heard of it before. It's like one of the most oldest ancient forests in the world. Yeah, and I just collaborate with another healer. We are making flower essences in the Daintree Forest.
Okay. I feel though there's something within you that like you're holding on to, and I feel like you really have to like just sit, maybe write about what you're feeling, talk to someone about what you're feeling, because there's something within you that you're holding on to. It might be even like sort of like a little bit of a sadness, Jessica. I mean, you don't have to talk to us. You could talk to the angels. It's up to you who you want to talk to, but I feel like there's some kind of energy within you that you've got to let go of. And this is your time to be your authentic self, Jessica.
Yeah, somehow I'm still going through the grieving, with the marriage that I left. And he's getting married next month, and I'm happy for him and everything, and he's a good person, and he deserves it. But yeah, there's some hatred.
But you can write him a letter, and you don't have to give it to him. You can write the letter, and then you could just burn it up. But it gets it all out when you put it on the paper.
No, I've been writing a little bit
off. That will help, and just really look around you and see all the blessings that you have in your life. Okay, because I feel like you're looking at all the things that are wrong, but not the beautiful things that are right. Okay? And the angels are with you. Mother Mary is with you. And I'm even getting, was there some kind of issue maybe that your mother had maybe, like with your dad or something? Because there's some kind of issue that you have that connects with your mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Whatever you're feeling
coming up.
Yeah, you could just say, I release. You don't have to even name it, but just keep releasing it. And ask the divine to come in and help you to heal the relationship that you had with your mom. And, of course, you have to forgive yourself and for what you're holding on to, and you've got to forgive your mom, because the forgiveness is for you, Jessica. It's not for your mom, but it is for you, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Thank you, DC.
And I feel like you are so loved and respected, and, just be open to the relationship that you're deserving of. Okay?
Well, I'm ready for the twin flame or the one to come along, and I think I was a bit impatient, but I'm back to, you know, enjoying myself now, so it's good. And I just
well, you have a little bit of work to do on yourself. There's a little bit of work to do on yourself before you connect with someone else because you want to release all that old energy.
Okay.
Otherwise, you may connect with someone and think they're, you know, amazing, they're wonderful, and find out they, you know, after a certain length of time that they're sort of have the same characteristics of, you know, your husband because we have to, you know, we have to heal all that you were holding on to. Okay?
Mm.
I feel a lot of energy within. I feel a lot of emotions. You're, you know, you don't have harmony within. The yin and the yang are off balance, okay?
Yeah,
but
I've
you
been
could
very
ask
emotional lately.
Help. Yeah, yeah. But you're going to be fine, but you just have to, you've got to release everything that you're holding on to, okay? Because you don't want, you know, you don't want that kind of relationship to return again, thinking, well, this person is wonderful, and then you have to find out, you know, they're so much like, you know, your ex, okay?
And I'm working on that, like, you know, obviously I don't want to hold on to anything. It just, okay, whenever I feel emotion, I just allow it to go through. But, okay,
right.
Maybe I need to write more letters or anything
there is
else that they
a little bit
need to do.
From your mom, and, you know, you're holding on to some old energy. Maybe there's some kind of forgiveness you need to give her as well as yourself. And let go of blame. It's, you know, we don't have to blame anybody, but just allow love to come in and replace anything that is not love, okay?
Yes.
And
yes.
That will help you to, you know, release the pattern. You know, if you forgive and you let it go and there's no blame, it's just, you know, everything is going to be love. And releasing, you know, everything that's not, you know, serving you. Okay?
Yeah.
And then you'll be open, you know, you'll be open to the relationship that you're wanting. And I see angels all around you wanting to help you. Just, you know, ask for their help and allow them to. They're there with you. And, Jessica, you have to realize you deserve the love that you're wanting. And you want the highest and best. You don't want to keep going through relationships, right?
No.
Once you recognize how, you know, amazing and how valuable you are, that certain person, you know, is going to have a higher energy as well. Does that make sense to you?
Of course, yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to leave it there and because we have the other women here. Thank you for calling in, and please stay in touch with us, Jessica.
Thank you, DC. So nice to hear your voice again.
Oh, well. Hear your
and
voice.
You guys have been on my journey since I started this adventure, and I'm really, you know, so grateful and blessed.
Oh, thank you, hon.
Hi, Jessica. This is Peg. And the first thing that I got was like a ball of white light, you know, and that is, it's almost like it's protection. And then I got and it just kind of went down through your body, but then I had like the chakras as the next picture. And so I'm thinking that maybe you might want to have some chakra healing or balancing, maybe through listening to a tape that can help you with that or from a practitioner in your area. And that may help you to, you know, to live life in a more, not that you don't, but to have more positivity for yourself and love for yourself too, because I think sometimes we can be kind of in a rut, so to speak, you know, and I feel like the bright light is telling you that you are a bright light, you know, and to not, and to always remember that too. I have another card from the Mary deck, Oracle deck. It's called Our Lady of Love, okay? And it's, I'll just read a little bit for you. Pray to Our Lady for the release of hate and fear within yourself and within our world. Such prayer unleashes her beautiful will. Pray that is your role. Act on what comes to you through the heart in prayer. There is no limit to the love that can flow through you. You can never be completed, depleted by it, only expanded. Actively conspire with her, Mary, so that all hearts may know peace. So, you know, it's Mary's really encouraging you to be in that heart space, you know, and because that will help you with your, you know, with your self-love and self-nurturing and, you know, just maybe doing the inner work that may be needed so that so that you will basically, you know, be in a space of positivity and also healing too. So I hope that helps, and I hope that, yeah. So thank you for letting me share with you.
Thank you, Peg. Yeah, that was a beautiful message.
Yes. Thank you.
Beautiful messages, ladies. Hi, Jessica. This is Liz.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Good. How are you, Liz?
Good. I'm like, I feel like the last time I talked to you, I was thinking about you really strong a couple days prior to you calling in, and I was like, oh, I was just thinking about you, just like Jamie. So you must know when you need us, or you know, or you reach out when you need us, maybe. I don't know. But
yeah, maybe I'll just, you know, telepathically calling you, ladies,
yeah.
And then you just thought of me, and here I am.
Wild. So I pulled three cards for you from the Sacred Medicine Oracle, and they're quite beautiful. I don't typically read the messages from the book, but for these I was called to. So the first one is number 44, Star Blanket, a transition. So obviously, you know, going through transitions. I know that most times when we talk to you, you're transitioning from one phase in your life to another. And so I thought, well, that's no surprise, ha, ha, ha. But when I opened the book and read this, there was a lot more to it, so I wanted to share it with you. So it says, traditionally, a star blanket is gifted as an honor of passage through special times of one's life, such as birth, marriage, graduation, and other life events that create an extraordinary shift for one's being. Although we often think that these events are filled with positivity and joy, sometimes shifts in our lives take time to integrate and assimilate in our hearts and minds. If you have just been through one such event, this blanket comes with comfort and assurance. There are times in our lives where we hold a lot of attachment with how life should unfold. We yearn for a straightforward path with joy and no pain. Life isn't always like this, and this card affirms that if you are feeling unsettled or filled with grief around a transition, it's okay. Sometimes outcomes mm-hmm. aren't always as expected, and you are asked to trust that Creator continues to hold a vision of the most aligned path for you. This card carries the medicine of the morning star, the most illuminated star in the east that shines before dawn. You are reminded to stay aligned with hope through your current transition. The light will always return. So it was just, I'm like, oh, this is so beautiful. Because, you know, your ex-husband getting remarried, it's a transition, you know. I'm sure there's a lot of questions that well up. And I'm sure you want to be detached from it, but I feel, too, like DC said, there's little pieces still attached, which is normal. You know, most of us would be there. But this is telling you that this is, you know, this is part of the plan, and it's supposed to happen. And so, you know, be graceful. and like DC mm-hmm. said as well, you don't have to, you know, go and show him this or any of that. But I agree with writing the letter and getting it all out. I actually see you, like, doing some, like, drumming, like, dancing. Like, I don't know if anyone over there does, like, the tantric mm-hmm. dancing where you tune into your, like, you know, put on rhythmic music. Yeah. And so now you said it's like if it's the stormy season, like you could have hurricanes and stuff where you are this time of year. Is that what you were saying?
Sorry?
Saying right now, were you saying that it's the stormy weather, like you might have hurricanes and things like that? It's like gloomy?
Well, they are predicting it's coming. The wet season.
Because I really
beautiful.
I saw you just aligned with that weather, like the wet, like that weather, a strong rainstorm. I didn't feel like, you know, devastation hurricane, but a strong rainstorm and just that, like, you know, maybe being out there and screaming into into that storm and you know, doing the dancing and I just heard like a lot of drumming and very, you know, just moving that energy out of you is what you'd be doing.
My God. I've been dancing on the beach every morning when I go for a sunrise walk. And I listen to all these songs with the drum, you know, like all these, new age songs. So, I mean, you're seeing me doing that. Yes.
Yeah. So tap into that and just allow your body to move, you know, just allow yourself to move and go into, you know, because that's allowing the emotions we have in our body and ourselves to flow out of us and through us. You know, we're expressing it in a way. So is this, if we had the new moon here in the Northern Hemisphere, did you have a full moon where you are just the other day?
I was a new moon as well on the 13th.
Oh, you did? Okay. I didn't know if it
November,
was opposite.
Yeah.
Okay. So new moons, right? It's cycles, endings of cycles, beginning of cycles, right? So, you know, again, a transition. It's very aligned. But also the number 44 is the indicator that your guardian angels are with you and they're, you know, protecting you and there for you. You don't have anything to worry about. So,
no, I love them so much. I see feathers all the time, and every time I see them, I'm like, oh, thank you, angel. I know you're always here with me. And because where I'm staying, the ocean can have crocodiles. So when you swim, you got to be careful. And the stinger season is here, so that you can get bitten by stinger.
Oh my goodness.
Jump in the ocean. I know, but they have a nest down. So like they have like a nest down for people to swim. But I'm very rebel, and I usually walk along somewhere with not many people, and I said, please, angel, or, you know, the angel of ocean, the angel water, I'm going in for a little dip. Please just send the message to other creature, and I'm just, you know, there, and I'm just there.
All right.
And
so be careful, Jessica.
I know. And I also see morning star, you know, when I go for sunrise, and I saw this one star just before the sun rising. So I know everything you guys picked up is spot on. And I'm so glad.
Well, so my second card is number 26, the winged one and trust. And the picture on this card is a hummingbird. And I was like, well, the hummingbird had significance, and I'm going to look it up. And I was like, oh, I love this. So I'm going to read you what the hummingbird is. You need to be very flexible with the twists and turns your life will take in the next days. Put more emotional sweetness in your life. You need it. You're going through some very heart-opening kinds of experiences, and you'll quite naturally draw more and more love into your life. Openly express the love you have and feel for those important people in your life. Give yourself the gift of as many flowers as you can. Spread them around your home and enjoy their sight and fragrance throughout the days to come. So I thought that was very beautiful as well, and certainly related to this wedding as well, you know, because you are going to feel it. And, you know, there'll be a little tinge of, it's, how come it didn't work out for us, right? And so, you know, celebrate yourself and love yourself, because it's going to work out with the right person.
Yeah, well, I got so confused because, you know, I was the one that left. And so I actually prayed for him that he met someone, you know, else, and that he let me go so then I can be free. And then, you know, by the time he let go and meet someone else, and I should be happy for him. Which I am, you know, like that higher part of me. But then there's the emotion that going through it. I'm like, what is this? Why am I sad? I should be happy. And then, you know, all this, but it's a heart opener, and, you know, it's all part of the journey. And I had
you
to say
it.
Something about the flowers. Yesterday, I went to this Krishna festival, you know, they're celebrating, and there's a lot of flowers offering to Krishna, and to bring it home, because they was gonna, you know, put it back into Mother Earth, and then so I brought it home, and my house is full of flowers.
Big, perfect. You're so in alignment. Look at that.
Oh my God.
And then my last card is number 51, soil and stars balance. So have you found yourself lost in the ethers, floating away from reality, bypassing what is going on here in the physical realm? Sometimes it is too painful to fully feel into our lived experience, and this card comes to gently bring you back down to earth. A balancing between realms is the medicine needed for you at this time. In order for us to function in healthy ways, we must be connected to both the soil and the stars. The soil offers us the padding beneath our feet that grounds us in our earthly bodies, and the stars remind us of the potency of our spiritual connection. It's okay to journey away for moments in time when you need to take a break from reality. It's okay to miss the feelings of home that the stars bring. For now, however, the soil is calling you back, as some situations need tending to that cannot be ignored. You are being called to dive deep into earthly matters, staying practical in your approach so that you can move things into completion. What might seem mundane to you is contributing to a greater expression of beauty in your life. Ground yourself into the soil beneath your toes, and as you do this, the stardust that flows through your sacred waters illuminates you. So that's, as I was reading that, that's when I saw you doing the dancing and the, you know, like I just saw you in the rain, pouring rain, just dancing and, you know, letting it out, just being raw emotion. So, you know, this is the release of it, and you're ready to do it. You've done so much work, and you're at a place where you can handle this. And it's just going to be moving it out. And you are happy. You're right. You are happy for him. And this is you. You're going to tap into fully feeling happy and being happy. And then when you get to that state, that energetic flow starts happening, and the magnet starts pulling in the other magnet that's meant for you. So, beautiful, beautiful things, Jessica. And I know that Mary has more to add to it, so I'm going to leave you with that.
Oh, it's so beautiful reading you have for me, Liz. And yeah, it just shows that I am tuned in. It just sometimes I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing? Am I on my right path? But I had to remind myself I'm walking the path, and I guess I'm happy with everything except for my financial aspect, because I, you know, like I'm still traveling and haven't found a home, so I'm like, oh, I can't really like put myself out there and do my work if I'm not fully in one place. But no, I'm just going to trust, and if there's any message into that, we'll hear them as well.
Yeah, you're in a good alignment, so what's meant for you will begin flowing to you as soon as you just allow.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's always like a snowball effect, right? One thing starts to go good, and then it's another thing and another thing, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my goodness, wow. So, get ready.
Yeah. Hey, thank you. Thanks.
You're welcome. It was so good to hear from you.
So good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Hi, Jessica. It's Mary. I don't want it to be
Mary.
Cut off. It's 8 minutes into 8 more minutes to go. So I agree with everything everyone said. Other than the two cards that I have for you, the only input that I would say to you is that, you know, now everything is online. You know, almost everything is on Zoom, and, you know, you could do healings, you could do readings online. Like I have clients in California and Vermont and, you know, in different states. It doesn't matter, you know, like if you're not situated, because I all I heard at the end was, you know, I'm not where I'm supposed to be right now, you know, I don't have a place. And, you know, so just so you know that, you know, I do everything from my home, and then I go to homes, people's homes, and do parties and, you know, and do readings and stuff. So I just wanted to let you know that, you know, that's possible too, you know, where you go to other people's places, you know, if it's safe enough for you to do that there. But, you know, that's something to think about. And also Zoom, you know, I love Zoom. You know, most of my readings, if I do on Zoom. So just so you know, that's an option for you too, you know? And
that's so good that you share that, because
yeah.
The reason why you guys were speaking up on my energy was because I thought of you. So what happened, I was told that I have to, you know, do my work online, and I have put it off for a long time, you know, with the, oh, I don't want to stand in the spotlight and blah, 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 but now I had to do it, so, you know, like, had to be practical. Anyway, I thought maybe, because you guys have been amazing and supporting me through my journey, I was going to call in and say, well, I was going to call, say this right at the end, but I want to say now before I get cut off as well, that, you know, any of you ladies, your Earth Angel, I'm offering, you know, the remote distant healing session. And I'm DC been offered this before, because I did offer Barbara one, and she had a very potent, like powerful healing experience. So, yeah, like, please, I don't know how to keep in touch with you all, but let me know at the end of the show if you're interested. Is my offering to express my gratitude to you all. That's how I give back for all the love and the support that you've been giving me. But yes, so I was going to say that at the end, but here it is.
That's so amazing, because you know what card came out to you? Give back.
Oh my God.
It's the card that came out for you with a rose. And there's two hands. There's it looks like a male's hand and a woman's hand, and it's like giving back. And the card says, today is the day to cast aside normal routines and make your main purpose to serve. It is about giving back without any thoughts or expectation of getting anything in return. Reach out and touch other people's spirits, as it's highly likely that someone really needs it today. Wow.
Wow.
That is so amazing. It's just giving back. Just like a cremation for you, that, yeah, you know, and maybe you can do it there locally too, you know. And the other card that came out for you was the breathe card, and it said the breath is a vital bridge between your body and soul. It's a connection between the inside and outside, connecting you to the universe, spirit, and the divine source. The breath permeates your entire being with prana, which is the same life-giving force that nourishes everything in the universe. And her eyes are wide open, and there's a butterfly in her heart, like a portal, like I talked about earlier, like that portal to our heart and breathing. And one thing that I've learned, Jessica, and if you want to join us on Tuesday meditations with Igor, is the breath of fire, and the fire breath, I should say. And that's really, really helpful. Like, I mean, it helped me a lot, and the breath work is just amazing. I can't say enough how important breath work is, you know, and breathing into the belly, filling up your belly, and letting it out slowly, like Liz does, you know, on her Tuesday singing bowls. So I just wanted to let you know that. And then I opened up my phone, and it said, the best is yet to come. Be patient. So it's, that was a message for you, because I wasn't looking for a message for me. It was just like I opened it and I'm like, okay, this is for Jessica. And there's butterflies. Well, there goes your connection to the butterfly. What? There's a butterfly, and there's a bottle, and all these, you know, things are coming out the bottle. So the best is yet to come. And also for me too, I should say. I mean, for all of us, the best is yet to come, because humanity is expanding to higher levels of consciousness, and it's just going to be magical what's going to happen. You know, everyone is going to love each other. You know, there's not going to be anything other than love, you know. So it's just so beautiful. So thank you so much, Jessica. Well, and the way you can contact us is by going to Sacred Embers. I think, let me go back into the info. It's called sacredembershow.wixsite.com. That's how you can find out, you know, reach us through there as well. Each of us.
Maybe,
you know,
I'll go and comment on the Facebook group and to say, you know, this is me. And if anyone would like to take that offer, you guys can contact me. Is that, would that
be a good
idea?
Yeah, you can do
that
too. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's like giving back. Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful, because that's what you're being asked to do. But that doesn't mean it's for us. But I'm very grateful that you're offering it to us. But it also could be nearby you, where you're at, I feel, that it could be someone that needs it. You know, so I'll leave that with you just in case. Know, there's something there that.
Yeah, and so the breath one is the Tuesday show. Is that the one bridging the gap? Something show.
It shows a butterfly on the chest. It's a beautiful.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm gonna do, Jessica? I'm gonna post it on Sacred Ember. Do you remember? I'm gonna post it on there, and I'll just put this was Jessica's card, if that's okay with you.
Yes, please.
Okay.
I'm just talking about a show that you say that have the breath work on Tuesday night.
Yes. I'll post that too. I'll post that on my page.
Okay.
It's every Tuesday, okay? And it's not breath work.
Yeah.
It's
yep.
really meditation. But, you know, he teaches us all these things about meditating and everything. So, and I'll post it on my page, and then you can check it out through there. Okay.
Cool. And
okay.
One more thing, the best is yet to come is always my motto. I always say the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
You are, and it is. And the best is yet to come for you. You have no idea. Once you let that little bit, you know, like DC said, just let it go, you know, just let go of the past completely, you know, and wish them all the best and love and light and everything, you know. Consciously you are doing that, but subconsciously you're not, you know, and that's what we're picking up, you know, and we have to get the mind and body done so that we can, like, send it all out, you know. And yeah, but you're doing great. Just, you know, once you align with that, that it's all good and it's all, you know, everything happens for a reason. I'm sure you heard the previous caller, what we said, you know, where, you know, things happen for a reason for everyone. You know, why a certain person is not in our lives is because it's not in our highest divine alignment. And just trusting that what God takes away or what's removed out of our lives because it wasn't meant to be, you know, and in our path where we're going, you know. So that's what I got, Jessica, for you. And I hope that helps.
That's
and
so
I'm
wonderful.
Surprised you haven't
thank
got
you
cut
so
off
much.
Yet because it's 9:01. So thank you for calling, Jessica, and we should be on next week, right, ladies? Will we be on next week?
Mm-hmm.
Or is you know, because Thursday is Thanksgiving, so I don't know if family's coming over.
Oh.
And,
yeah,
oh,
yeah,
I don't
think I will be there. But,
okay. Oh, all right.
Happy
yeah, I'll be traveling.
Yeah, we might be. Well, thank you,
thank
Jessica.
You.
And stay safe and call us back and make sure you let us know how everything is going. And, you know, I'll post those two cards for you on Sacred Embers then. Okay. God bless
Yay.
You. Okay.
God bless. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Wow. Well, we've gotten to the end of the show, everyone. I see there's a couple, two callers. I'll take their numbers down so that next week we can pick them up first.
Oh, good.
So don't hang up people that are holding on so I can jot down the numbers. Okay. And thank you, ladies, for coming on today. It was such a beautiful show, as always. So synchronistic and so beautiful, the messages that we give all together.
Yes, it's always
Absolutely.
Amazing.
It sure was.
It sure is.
And just in case people don't tune in next week, happy Thanksgiving to all. We wish you all the best, lots of love, lots of light, lots of peace, harmony, and, you know, gratitude. Be grateful for everything, every little thing you have in your life, even opening your eyes in the morning. So, and that's all that I have, ladies. Have a good night and God bless you, and I love you guys.
You
love
too.
You so,
I love
Mary.
You too.
I love everyone.